despite the best efforts of staff who are working very hard in Letterkenny Hospital to deal with what is facing them on a day-to-day basis, without actually the government coming in and offering additional support to the hospital, we are going to unfortunately see waiting lists increase. First of all, because we're seeing day cases and inpatient cases cancelled over the last number of weeks because of the fact of the A&E overcrowding, and also because of the fact that the government, as I've pointed out in the Dáil in the last couple of weeks, on two occasions to the minister, because the government are not providing funding to follow through the treatment which they had started for many patients who had been outsourced to private hospitals for consultant appointments. So those things coming together are now leading to increased waiting lists for patients across the county.
You have raised this with Minister Leo Varadkar. Now, he is saying this week he will be taking action to look at the overcrowding crisis and to try and stem that. Even if he stops the overcrowding crisis tomorrow, the reality is there's going to be a knock-on effect that's going to take a long time to work through. And as you've said yourself, that's going to take investment, it's going to take funding.
It will indeed, and the fact that the appointments have been cancelled over the last couple of months is increasing lists. However, I did point out to the Minister, one measure he could take which would make a very real and immediate difference is actually providing funding for patients who were outsourced to private consultants for appointments and who had those appointments, for them to actually continue their treatment under the consultant they have already met, rather than returning them to the Letterkenny Hospital waiting list and only adding to the pressure which the hospital is already seeing. And what we need is the Minister to actually act on that.